This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. There's hope of an end to the fighting between Russia and Georgia today. In breaking news from Moscow, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said he's ordered an end to Russian military operations in Georgia. But as always in these matters, the devil will be in the details as both sides negotiate some sort of peace. Moscow has made a series of tough demands of the Georgians in return for a formal ceasefire, including a call for Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili to step down. There have been intense diplomatic efforts to bring the fighting in Georgia to an end. One man at the center of those efforts is the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Zalmay Khalilzad, and he joins us now on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, yesterday, President Bush issued a strong statement calling the Russian invasion unacceptable, saying Russia must reverse course and respect Georgian sovereignty. Does today's announcement mean that the Russians have responded to the president?
Well, we'll have to see. As you said, the devil is in the details, but certainly what has been announced today is positive compared to what we heard yesterday. Now we have to see whether the Russians are not only stopping military operations, but redeploying to status quo ante, withdrawing the troops that have been brought into Georgia since the 6th of August, and accept international monitoring of the of a ceasefire agreement. This is what the United Nations draft resolution that was circulated last night calls for. And the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Georgia is respected.
Now, Ambassador, Russia was expected to veto that resolution, and it certainly has that power in the Security Council. How does the announcement this morning by Russia affect your negotiations over this resolution?
We will see whether now Russia is willing to support that resolution, whether there is a change of heart, whether Russia is now willing, as I said before, to go back to status quo ante and also to deal with the government of Georgia, the democratically elected government, which Russia unfortunately has been making noises such as that the president of the country, the elected president of the country, must go. So there are some issues that need to be clarified, but certainly the stop of the military operations, as was announced today, is positive.
Has Russia, in demanding a change of government in Tbilisi, is it in a strong position to make that happen, basically a regime change?
Well, this is totally unacceptable and crosses all kinds of lines. This is a democratically elected leader that has been selected by the people of Georgia, and the Russians have backtracked a bit, saying that, well, now that's up to the people of Georgia. I think the fact that we announced to the world that the foreign minister of Russia told Dr. Rice that the president of Georgia must go may have had a positive impact on the change in what we hear from Moscow.
This crisis, though, did start with the Georgian military moving into the breakaway region of South Ossetia. And just very briefly, I mean, hundreds of civilians were killed. Did the president of Georgia provoke Russia?
Well, there's a lot of details that are still not clear exactly what happened. I think the Russians have been trying for some time to provoke the Georgian government. It's possible that the Georgians may have made some tactical errors, but I think it's too soon to come to a definitive conclusion on that issue.
Is it soon enough, though, to be able to say that Russia has been able to flex its muscles successfully in its own region?
Well, there is a lot that has to be learned from this. Certainly, the longer this operation went on, the more questions it raised whether the Russian goals were only limited to South Ossetia, where the problem began, or was it to reshape Georgia, or whether to send a message to countries in the Russian neighborhood, a message to the world. We need to take all of that into account in our own longer-term response to this crisis.
Ambassador, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Zalmay Khalilzad is the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. And once again, the news this morning is that the president of Russia has ordered an end to Russian military operations in Georgia.